Welcome, everybody, to this week's Win Anyway podcast. This is Rich Hopkins, your Win Anyway guy, and I am back on the microphone after, I didn't take a week off. Last week, I actually did a podcast. I did what I thought was a pretty good podcast, and then I took it home and put it up. I tried to edit it, and, you know, I just have had so many problems with pops and noise on my microphone, and I've been using a recorder, a digital recorder that I bought specifically to do this, but I'm thinking that it's just not working very well, and I think I'm going to use it now to maybe put in the audience when I do a bigger speaking situation. And what I'm using now is a microphone that I bought a couple of years ago that I bought so that Christy, my wife, could do an audiobook version of Thriving with NF, her biographical book, which has gotten her a couple of speaking gigs herself. She keynoted out in Toronto a few years back, and she just landed a keynote in Vancouver, British Columbia for next October. So my wife seems to be almost speaking more than me these days as I, sit and spend a lot of my time doing what I love, coaching other people, helping them write their keynotes, just like I helped Christy write hers, and I'm going to help her write a new or at least revised version for her keynote next year. So here we are on this microphone. I've tested it, and it sounds pretty good, which it should for the money I spent on it. But frankly, so should the other one. Okay, so you don't care about the technology I'm using. Actually, I'm sitting here with this microphone directly hooked into my computer. I've got Audacity open, and I'm recording directly into that program, so I'll be able to have some idea of how long I go, even though I am in the dark of night. Once again, it's a Tuesday night. My daughter is at youth group, and I am sitting out in the extra parking lot to get this done for you. And who knows, I might even do a second one just to make up for the fact that I didn't do one last week. I had a question based on a conversation I was having with somebody on Facebook, a private conversation. And one of the things that she asked me was, do I really care what people think? And that's an interesting question. And in that instance, I wasn't sure if I cared what people thought or not. And then I thought about Win Anyway and the fact that I often say, be who you always wanted to be and not who the world has let you become. And there may be a big part of Win Anyway that people may identify as not caring about what other people think. Well, yes and no. Yes, you should care more about what you think than what other people think when it comes to a lot of personal decisions, a lot of personal choices, like perhaps who you want to marry, what career you want to have, what house you want to buy, some of the big, big decisions, and maybe even some of the itty-bitty decisions. You know, don't let anybody tell you not to eat that. You're the one who should tell yourself not to eat that. I know I need to tell myself not to eat that. Don't let somebody else tell you not to drink caffeine. It's not going to matter if they tell you not to drink caffeine and you choose to stop because of them. I know that to be true because my wife tried to stop to help me, and she couldn't do it. She's back on caffeine, only stayed off for a couple of days, kind of drove her nuts. Me, I am back. And well, no, I was about to say I'm back on caffeine, and that would not be the truth. I have not had caffeine in almost a month now, which is awesome for me. I haven't had any soda pop. One soda pop, and I talked about this a little in the podcast that will never see the airwaves, that I went to go see Interstellar last week, a fantastic movie. Didn't see it on the IMAX screen. Thought, hey, it's probably just as good on the regular screen. I tend to wait and see movies like The Avengers and the upcoming Hunger Games and Hobbit. I'll definitely see in IMAX and IMAX 3D. Anyway, I had a giant popcorn at Interstellar, and I had a giant diet pop. And that's okay. It was just the one. I've had just that one in the last month, and I am just fine. Didn't really have too many lingering effects. But the bottom line is I did it for me. It was my decision. I choose what I eat. I choose what clothes I wear. But do I care about what other people think? Well, yeah, you know, I guess I do. And we all do, don't we? I mean, part of what we wear a lot of times is based on what other people think. Not all the time. I, you know, wear shorts a lot, which kind of drives some people nuts because they can see my prosthetic. I wear t-shirts a whole bunch. But when I'm in front of a certain audience, I'm going to take what their expectations are into account. I would never get up in front of 300 people in anything less than at least slacks and maybe a jacket and a nice shirt or a nice turtleneck, a la Steve Jobs. But really, most of the time, if I'm getting in front of a large group, I'm going to wear a full suit just because that's what I'm comfortable in, because maybe, I guess, I've gone through my life with other people telling me that's what I should be doing. Now, I guess I could not care what other people think and go up in perhaps what's most physically comfortable and just go up in the shorts and a t-shirt and some tennis shoes. And that might be okay if that were my brand. And maybe Win Anyway is that kind of brand, but not for me, because for me, I want to wear a suit. I want to make people comfortable with me. And so, yes, I do care what other people think. As speakers, I think we should all care what other people think, because we're not delivering these messages for us. I mean, to some degree, it's our story and we want to do it. But if we don't have audiences that care, if we don't find a way to connect and communicate with our audiences, they're not going to care and we're not going to get booked very often. We're not going to be out there. If I don't care about what my clients think of me, then I'm not going to have very many clients for very long, and I'm certainly not going to get any referrals. If I don't care what my family thinks of me, I'm not going to have very good relationships with my wife and with my kids. So yeah, of course, we are all trained to some degree to care about what other people think, and it's an okay thing to care about what other people think, because sometimes it can help us make better decisions about the type of people we want to be, but the type of people we can be. The key is picking the right situation to take in feedback, which I talked about feedback on, well, maybe a few months ago now. It's probably been almost 6 months since that podcast about feedback. You can go back and listen to it yourself, but it really comes down to judging who it is you're getting feedback from and then debating on whether or not that feedback is viable for you, and then deciding to either take action or not to take action on said feedback. Well, in this situation, in terms of caring what other people think, you get to choose who you care about, whose opinion matters to you. And you can go out and actively seek feedback. That's why there are speaking coaches like me. That's why there are fashion coaches, people to tell you how to best wear clothes and what colors to wear, makeup specialists. You know, there's all sorts of coaches out there, all sorts of people that will tell you exactly what they think you should be doing, and they might have a little bit more expertise than you have, or even the people closest to you. I know that a lot of us have spouses or friends that'll constantly tell us what we should be doing or what we should be wearing or how we shouldn't be wearing that particular item that day. The question is that what you want? Is that the feedback you want? So when it comes right down to it, yeah, I guess I do care what other people think. And we all should. So Winning Anyway, even though it's a lot about us, it's a lot about us making our decisions and being who we want to be, it doesn't mean ignoring the rest of the world. No man is an island, as the old saying goes. We shouldn't live in a vacuum, as another old saying goes. We should understand that if we want to have an active role in society, if we want to fit in the various places that we are, or even if we don't want to fit in, but we do want to communicate who we are and what we're about, all those things require us to take into account how other people are going to view us, how they're going to hear us, and how they're going to feel about us, and then deciding what those feelings we want, what we want people to feel about us. Let's see if I can actually talk tonight. What do we want them to feel about us? How do we want them to view us? And who among them do we care about the most? If you've got an audience of 100 people, chances are you're not going to worry about what all 100 think. There's going to be a specific number of them that are going to matter the most. And those are the people you want to reach. Those are the people whose opinions you want to care about. And that's who you want to tailor to. And if you're not tailoring to them, you're only tailoring to yourself, well, you're taking a chance. But that is your choice as well. To take a chance, just be whoever you are and let whoever likes who you are just gravitate to you. And that is another strategy. There is an opportunity to just say, to heck with everything, to heck with everybody, I don't care what they think, I am simply going to do what I want to do. And there's a big movement for that these days. A lot of coaches will tell you that. You know, they're so into you being unique, you being just who you are, you being authentic. And I agree with all of those sentiments. Those people are the ones who risk the most rejection, the most connection. But at the same time, that risk can carry a high reward. Now, it sounds like I'm going a little bit back and forth. I'm playing both sides of the fence. Well, yeah, I am, because it's a personal decision. The question is, do you understand the consequences? Are you willing to be exactly who you want to be at all times? Can you afford to do that? Is that message going to attract enough people to give you the lifestyle that you want? Or do you need to meet people halfway, or at least 25%? Do you need to take other people into consideration to some percentage? Think about that. If you're Richard Branson, if you're Steve, well, you're not Steve Jobs, but if you're Bill Gates, if you're somebody out there who has nothing really to lose anymore, yeah, you can be whoever you want. You can say whatever you want. Just be careful. Be careful not to risk too much too often. Unless at the end of the day, you can truly say, no, I don't care about what anybody thinks. Either way, as long as you are in control of what you want to do, how you want to think, who you're going to let give you feedback, and what you're going to do with it, you're going to be in a position to win anyway. To live the life you always wanted to live, to be the person you always wanted to be, without letting the world call you a loser, without letting the world call you down and say that you are not everything that they want you to be. Because, yeah, to a big, large degree, yeah, we don't care what the world thinks. We just want to be who we want to be and see how many people we can help along the way. To me, that's at the core of win anyway. Now, I hope you found us either on Podomatic or maybe on iTunes. Please subscribe to this Win Anyway podcast. If this is your first time, welcome. I should have said all this at the beginning, but I was just so enthusiastic to get into the message. I got to tell you, I'd love for your subscription. I'd love for you to rate it. I'd love for you to leave me some comments and tell your friends. Share this with your friends, because I want everybody in the world to stop listening to everybody else and only listen to the people they want to. Only be the person they want to be. I want all of you, I'm going to say it one last time and then we're out. I want all of you to win anyway.